Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, publisher of Aspire Magazine, the premier inspirational magazine for women since 2006. I'm also the publisher at the best-selling publishing house, inspiredlivingpublishing.com, where we are dedicated to publishing books that inspire, empower, and support women in living their best lives. No matter what I'm doing, I love circling up and shining a spotlight on women who are here to make a difference in the world through their businesses, their books, their products, and their message. And today's guest is a dear friend, Chris Groth, and I'm so excited to have her here. You know, in today's busy and chaotic world, it's so easy to feel as if we are disconnected from our inner wisdom and our soul's truth. But when we take the time to slow down, tune in, and to heal the wounds and old stories that keep us feeling disconnected, we discover the power of living a soul-connected life. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, that and so much more. Joining me today is Chris Groth, spiritual mentor, energy healer, and best-selling author of the novel Soliloquy, a novel of healing, soul connection, and passion. She's also the co-author of multiple bestsellers with Inspired Living Publishing. Chris is passionate about helping women connect more deeply to their own truth, to promote healing and restore balance to the body, heart, and mind, and soul, so they can live a soul-connected life. Chris serves clients around the world through spiritual mentoring sessions, energy healings, and powerful custom-guided sound healing meditations that bring in this beautiful energy of crystal singing bowls. If you're ready to heal your heart, nurture your soul, and illuminate your path, schedule a complimentary virtual session with Chris today at chrisgroth.com. That's Chris with a K, and Groth is G-R-O-T-H. Welcome, Chris.
Hi. I'm happy to be here.
Well, I always love our conversations. You know, you and I have talked a lot over the past year or 18 months. And I love having conversations with women who, you know, who are willing to do the inner work, who have done the inner work and continue to change their lives. And you've been a student of spirituality, meditation, and soul connection practices for many years before becoming a teacher and guide, offering those services to others. Tell us a little bit about your journey, and did you ever think you would be here doing this work, writing a novel, being published in books and magazines?
No, I never expected to be in this place, but it is a divine gift for sure. My journey, I was working in hospitals as an occupational therapist, and even though I enjoyed helping people, serving them, and helping their health, I realized that there was more to it than just healing the body or helping, you know, give exercises or teaching them to do certain tasks, that there was something missing. And when I realized the connection that the mind, heart, and soul have into our whole well-being and how our bodies are able to work together on all those deeper levels to bring healing to ourselves, that I was no longer comfortable being in the medical community and had to allow my path to take me in the direction of more energy healing and the spiritual part. So my career and my personal spiritual development kind of followed along together as I evolved, and my my business then moved toward the energy healing and spiritual mentoring. And the book kind of reflects that journey as well, because I think we've all been in places where what we've been doing is no longer fulfilling, and we need to find some deeper meaning. And even though the book is not my story, I think it's everyone's story in respect to how we all need to follow our own deeper calling and find out what is meaningful to us and what gives us connection and passion and fulfillment.
So beautiful. And it is a word you used as you were describing your own personal journey. You said, "I allowed," right? And like that really vibrates with me, because sometimes, well, I'll just share from my truth. From my own journey, there were times my intuition, my inner spirit, whatever word you want to use, was guiding me down one path. But my head, my ego, the shoulds, the have-tos were like, "Oh, you can't do that. What will people think?" And when I hear the word allow, it's like you gave yourself permission to leave that job and the shoulds and have-tos of what, you know, others might have perceived you leaving the job for, to allow yourself to unfold and step into your truth. Mm-hmm. In the clients that you work with now, you know, because you've walked the path, do you see a lot of them are really yearning for permission to listen to their soul?
Yeah, definitely. And there's also resistance along the way that, like you say, you know, your mind gets in the way, but also there's fear that pops up too, that, oh, is this okay for me to do this? What will happen if I take this risk, or, you know, if I make this big leap? So we do bump up against that as well. And need to reconnect and know what our soul is guiding us to, and that it will be okay, that we are supported in moving forward.
And it's so true. I mean, I've made many, like you have, many what others would consider radical changes in my life. But I always follow the path of joy, right? The path of happiness, the path of lightness. And what I came to realize, I didn't realize it then, Chris, is those three words, those two feelings are all soul words, right? When we're in alignment with our soul, we do feel aligned and lighter and freer. So as your path unfolded and those fears came up, how did you move through them? How did you work through them? Like leaving a job, you know, were there any tools that you used, or you just went through the process like all of us?
Well, back then I didn't have as many tools as I have now. So right now I do meditation and connect with my soul on a regular basis, so it's more natural. Back then, I was just kind of following where it was too uncomfortable to stay where I was, and I needed to make a change in order to feel better overall, to where I could breathe, where I could relax, where I could feel good about myself and know that I was doing something valuable. These tools I've just picked up along the way as I've been going along my journey.
And, you know, so many women can resonate with that feeling of what you said, you just wanted to feel aligned and like you belonged. I used to say for myself, is if I always felt like when things were transitioning for me, when I began, I would begin to feel like I was a square peg trying to fit in a round hole, that's what it felt like internally. Is that, does that capture how you were starting to feel at that job? And you, even though you might not have used the words, those words at the time, did you feel like your soul was trying to tell you, when you look back, your soul was saying, this isn't for you, but you didn't know how to use that language at the time?
Right, exactly. Yeah, it didn't fit anymore, or I didn't fit there anymore.
I love that, because how many, you know, raise your hands, listeners, how many times, maybe even now, that you've been in a, whether it's a relationship, a job, something where, exactly as Chris just described it, right, you know something's not right. You might not be able to use the certain words to describe it, but it's a knowing. It's the only way I can describe it, Chris. It's a knowing deep inside that something's not right. So
and
really,
something needs to change. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like walking a courageous path, because in you and I have had many personal conversations. Walking the spiritual personal development path, it does take courage, right? Because fears still come up no matter what the topic is about. So do you ever look at yourself that way, that it is a courageous path?
Yeah, I think so. Because we do have to do things that other people might not agree with, or we have to be true to ourselves, and sometimes that is taking a step out of our comfort zone and doing what is important for us and listening to our own truth. And it's not always easy.
Oh, no, it isn't easy, though. But one of the things I've learned at 50, almost 56 years old, is I would rather be loved for who I am than loved for who I'm not, right?
Mm-hmm.
So by showing up and living my life authentically, I can't worry about living authentically in alignment with my soul. I can't worry about being loved and accepted by others to fit into their mold, because then I'm not living my soul's purpose. And I know you also believe that we're all here to shine and live authentically, and the spiritual healings that you do and the services that you offer for through your business are dedicated to that, like helping not just women, because I know you work with everyone, break through what could be holding them back.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's such a sacred gift, because sometimes we try to do things alone, you know, like shift a belief or release some blocked energies in our bodies or even in our spirits. And I was one of those, like, I can do this. I can do it on my own. It wasn't until I opened up to accepting the spiritual and personal development services of others that I was able to heal. And I still reach out to others. So we're going to take our first break, Chris, and we come back. I want to talk more about your exciting new book, Soliloquy, A Novel of Healing, Soul Connection, and Passion, which was just released last week on May 30th. So when we come back, Chris will be telling us about her new book, and I'm going to tell you, I wrote an endorsement for it, and it is going to get you thinking, and I can't wait for you to learn more. And of course, I want you to pick up a copy, which you can do at chrisgroth.com, and that's Chris with a K, G-R-O-T-H. I'll be back in a moment.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Inspiration for a woman's soul. Aspire Magazine, inspiring and supporting women on the path of self-discovery. Claim your free digital subscription today, which includes access to thousands of dollars of personal development bonus gifts from Team Inspiration Partners. Claim your Aspire Magazine subscription today at subscribetoaspire.com.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, How do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth Radio is conscious living for your soul every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. With me today is spiritual mentor, energy healer, and best-selling author, Chris Groth. So, Chris, one of the things, I love the name of your book. It's called, instead of soliloquy, it's souliloquy. And you have a hyphen after the word soul. And I saw your description of what soliloquy means. And you said it's an adaptation of the word soliloquy, but it means talking to one's soul. And I was like, oh, yes. And so what led you to write your novel? And tell us a little bit about it.
Well, the novel was divinely guided. I was given inspiration that I would be writing a book, but I didn't know exactly what it would be. And when I started writing, the ideas started flowing to me, and I wrote them down, and this is what came out. I was just following along with the guidance that I was receiving. And it turns out that the story of soliloquy and it's a story of Lily and her journey of self-discovery and soul connection and how she makes decisions in her life by following the guidance of her soul. But it also weaves in spiritual teachings that I share with my clients. It also weaves in energy healing and how that can help you to connect more deeply with your soul and your guidance. So the book kind of encompasses all of the things that I do, that I believe, and has really been a gift to me. And I'm really proud of how it has come together.
Well, I have to say, I was blessed to be able to read an advanced copy. And you know how I feel about the book. I was like, oh, my God, it just pulls you right in because you immediately feel emotionally and spiritually connected to Lily, right? It's Lily St. Angelo. And I'm going to read just a quick overview of the book, right? So Soliloquy, a novel of healing, soul connection, and passion, provides a vivid picture of how spirituality and healing can blend with everyday life to give it purpose and direction. And after a dark night of the soul, has Lily searching for something that will give her empty life meaning and fulfillment. She finds a healer to help her clear away debris from the past, connect with her soul, and discover what her soul truly wants for her. And Chris, the character Lily really pulls you in on her journey of self-discovery, healing, and transformation as she learns to connect deeply within herself, listen to her guidance, and make some life-changing decisions, including whether to follow the love of her heart or the love of her soul, right? And what really touched me about the book is it's so emotional. Like I was feeling drawn into her story immediately. And I love how you include like journaling prompts from Lily, right? That you're actually feeling, you're actually bringing us into her thought process, but also her deepest soul yearnings. You had me like right from the beginning. And I was like, oh my God. It's a very unique way of writing. We feel intimately connected to Lily. So I know it's not a book about your life, but are there aspects of you, your journey, your energy, and you just shared your beliefs and your feelings about energy healing, I know are in there. Are there any other similarities between your life and this journey Lily takes us on?
Yeah, definitely. I wanted the book to be experiential so that the reader would be pulled in to feel what Lily's feeling and go through her transformational process. But it does reflect different processes that I've gone through in my transformational journey and moving from one career to another and, you know, different relationships and all these different times in our lives when we make these decisions and, you know, we struggle with, you know, oh, should I do this? Should I do that? And, you know, worry and what if, and, oh, you know, what will people think? And all of these things that we get caught up in, whereas, you know, with connecting with our soul to make these decisions, we can make aligned decisions that even though they might be difficult choices or difficult things to do, they feel so much easier because the choice is in alignment with our deeper truth. It is a reflection of my journey, but I think it's everybody's journey. We've all been in these places where, you know, we're looking for more meaning or we need to make a change or we aren't sure what to do. And we do have struggles along the way, as Lily shows in the book. Sometimes she sits and tries to meditate and nothing happens. There's crickets.
Oh, I've been there.
Yeah. And these ups and downs that we've all been through, but we keep going. And that's, you know, that what Lily is showing us, that even though, you know, things are difficult sometimes, we just keep going one step at a time, and eventually it works out.
Well, what I loved, as I wrote in my endorsement, is as someone that's been honoring the whispers of my soul for over 25 years, I was drawn to her character, her reflective personality, and her journey of self-discovery, because I believe that it was like she will inspire the readers. Like, that's what she did for me, to inspire the readers to, you know, trust, honor, and follow their own soul whispers. And isn't that what we're all here to do, right? We may all do it differently, and that's okay. But I believe that's what we're here in this lifetime to do, is quiet the mind so we can hear the wisdom of our own soul. Because when we do, that's when the path will unfold for us, when we can quiet our mind.
Yeah, and quieting the mind allows for the soul to speak louder, or for us to hear what it's trying to tell us, or to be more aware of the nudges in the direction that it's trying to guide us. So, yeah, when we can take the time to quiet and pay attention, things do happen magically and unfold in ways that we didn't expect.
And that's one of your other gifts, too, because on your website, chrisgroth.com, and that's spelled G-R-O-T-H, in Chris with a K, you offer this beautiful sacred sound healing meditation and affirmation 4-part gift set free to support others in quiet in their mind and just slowing down so they can tune in. That is such a beautiful gift, Chris. But even with your private clients, do you find yourself giving them tips and strategies that are in alignment with them that will help them slow down and listen?
Yes, definitely. We all have different things that work for us. Some people like the quiet. Some people need to be more active, where, you know, they need to be walking in nature in order to quiet their mind, or doing different things. So meditation isn't always sitting in silence. Sometimes it's with your cup of coffee.
That's more my style. I struggle with the silence, and I'm so glad we're talking about this, because for many years I judged myself that I didn't meditate on the cushion for, you know, set number of minutes. That's not me. But I judged myself for many years because I thought I wasn't doing it right. It wasn't until I realized that in reality, especially the last 10 years, I find my way of meditating, and I do it 5 to 10 times a day. It's those moments when we drop out of our head and back into our body. That's a meditation for me. And like you said, sitting outside in nature with a cup of coffee and just being fully present, I learned that is the right way for me, and I released all judgment around meditation. So I love that you just brought up that it's different for everyone. Some have that more that busier energy, right? And some like the quiet. So thank you for bringing that up, because it could be a listener right now saying, oh, I can't meditate. And I challenge them to say, you may be meditating as you're doing dishes, looking out the window at a bird. That's a meditation. Mm-hmm. And I invite you to go to Chris's site, check it out, Chris with a K, growth.com, and that's G-R-O-T-H, because grab those resources. They are so beautifully done and so supportive. And you know what? In this day and age, we can all use a little more support. And Chris, when we come back from our next break, I'm going to talk about the crystal healing bowls, because I saw you on the CARE, K-A-R-E show. You were part of the Minnesota Yoga and Life event, winter wellness event. And I'm like, that's Chris on the TV show. So I want to talk about the benefits of sound healing, because it's such an important part of what you do, and I personally believe in it. So we come back, we'll talk, chat a little bit about that. And I'll be back in a moment with Chris Growth of chrisgrowth.com.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Do you feel overwhelmed and unsure about what steps to take to find peace, joy, and purpose in your life? Chris Growth is a spiritual mentor, energy healer, and best-selling author of the novel Soliloquy, a novel of healing, soul connection, and passion, and co-author of several best-selling books. Chris is passionate about helping women connect more deeply to their own truth, to promote healing, and restore balance to the body, heart, mind, and soul, so they can live a soul-connected life. Chris serves clients around the world through spiritual mentoring sessions, energy healings, and powerful custom-guided sound healing meditations that bring in the energy of crystal singing bowls. If you're ready to heal your heart, nurture your soul, and illuminate your path, schedule a complimentary virtual session with Chris today at chrisgrowth.com. That's Chris with a K and G-R-O-T-H.com.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi, everyone. This is Shay Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shay Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, you're listening to Inspired Conversations With me today is spiritual mentor, energy healer, and author of the just-released Soliloquy, a novel of healing, soul connection, and passion, Chris Groth. So, Chris, I know you're a big advocate of the crystal healing bowls, and I saw you speaking on TV about the benefits of sound healing. And tell us a little bit about it for someone that hasn't experienced crystal healing bowls. I've been blessed to a few times in my life. So tell us a little bit about them.
Well, the crystal singing bowls, they're made of quartz crystal. So their vibration is different than some of the other singing bowls that are metal that we're maybe more used to. The vibration of the crystal, it has a deep resonance that goes through your body and helps to release emotions. It helps to release energy blockages. It helps bring you to a deep, peaceful place, which is really helpful in meditation and in healing. It helps you to connect to spirit or whatever your intention is. It helps bring that in. So the singing bowls are very powerful in meditation, in healing work, in any type of spiritual development work.
They're so beautiful, too. The sound is extraordinary, and that's what I've always found. And I noticed there's different size bowls. Is that for a reason? Is it different tones?
Yeah, different bowls. The size isn't as important as the tone. So the bowls that I use have multiple tones within them. I like ones that have overtones of different ones because each tone resonates with a different chakra. And so playing one bowl that has overtones of different chakras helps work through the entire body. So when I play a couple of different bowls at one time, we're working through all of the energy chakras of the body at one time, which helps get a lot of movement, a lot of clearing, a lot of healing. And also the bowls tend to resonate with what the body needs. So having many tones in one bowl, as I play it for a person, there may be one sound that comes out louder than the others, and that would be what the body is more needing at that time. So it's really amazing how the crystals kind of attune to the people that are around them.
And that's part of a lot of the work that you do, because along with the spiritual mentoring sessions and energy healing, you actually offer powerful custom guided sound healing meditations, right, using the crystal singing bowls. So does it work that, like, you've held a session with someone, you can kind of read their energy, you know what they need, and then you go and create the custom meditation using the singing bowls that will speak to the chakras that you notice something in? Is that how it works?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And
that's powerful.
And with the guided part then is related to what they what came out of the session. So if they need more support in grounding and centering within themselves, then I create the meditation specifically for that. Or you know, whatever their intention is or what they need support in order to move forward from after the session, that's what the meditation then will do that.
Well, I have to tell you, Chris, I've been on this path 25 years, and I've gone to a lot of spiritual healers, energy healers, you name it, I've done it. And I've never had that experience where after a session, a healer tunes in and then creates something so sacred and beautiful based on my energy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I know how powerful that can be because, one, I believe in sound healing, not just crystal bowls, any type of sound healing, because I've felt it in my body what happens, right? But to combine it with a guided meditation that speaks to your soul's, I don't want to say issues because I don't like that word, your soul's needs, that's powerful. So I just wanted to share that with you because I haven't seen that done before, and what a powerful combination. So thank you for being a service in that way.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. So on May 30th, your book came out, and it's been so well embraced. And what is your next step? What do you have coming up next in business and life? Anything you want to share with us?
Oh, I'm working on creating a companion journal for Soliloquy to help people to have conversation with their soul, like Lily does in the book. So I'm working on that. I'll be recording meditations for the general public to have those available with the sound healing. And
that's beautiful because I know the quality of your work and I've listened to your meditation. So what a sacred gift that you're bringing this all together. And I love the idea of the journal because what drew me in, as I said earlier, is in the book, the way you did it, sometimes it opens with that little journal opening of like you're peeking into her soul, you know what I mean, of her concerns or fears. So to have the companion journal that invites us to go along on the journey, I think is beautiful.
Yeah, and I think seeing how Lily is able to do it through the book, then you're able to have an idea of, okay, I can do that. And the companion journal then can give you the tool to continue with that.
And that's powerful. Now, in your work that you do now, I know you serve clients locally, but you also serve clients all around the world. Do you use phone and Skype?
Phone, yes. Skype is a possibility as well. It all depends on what works best for the client.
So let's talk a little bit more about bring us deeper into Lily's journey. I want our listeners to get to actually feel and know her. So just give us a quick overview without giving us all the secrets of your new book, right? About who is Lily? How old is she? Where is she in her life? And then just give us a synopsis of her journey through the book.
Lily is 33 years old. She's working as a nurse in a hospital. And she has everything that she had always dreamed that she would have as a kid, thinking of what her life was going to be. All of these things look perfect on paper, and yet she's feeling empty and unfulfilled. Like all of these dreams that she thought would make her happy really aren't making her happy. So she's looking for something that will fill her soul, that will fulfill her. So looking at maybe changes in her career, her relationships, all of these things. But in order to get there, she needs to connect with herself, with her soul, and figure out what is the deeper truth. What is she being guided toward? And what is her soul trying to tell her along the way? She's getting little nudges here and there, even though she wasn't really realizing it at the time. But she is being guided and she's being helped, and the helpful people seem to pop up when she needs them, and opportunities open up when she's ready for them. And so these synchronistic things start happening as she's connected with her soul, and the more she goes along this journey, it all starts to magically unfold for her. But she's doing a lot of work in the meantime. She's doing healing work, she's meditating, she's doing yoga, she's taking the time to connect with herself, and things start to happen.
It's so beautiful. It sounds so similar to many of us, right? In our personal conversations that we talk to, we're like, oh my God, that could be my story, that could be my path. And I think that's what makes Lily so relatable. So thank you for sharing a little more about Lily with our listeners. So I want to circle back to how we started the conversation, that you've been a student of spirituality, meditation, and soul connection for many years. What are some of your personal go-to practices? For example, when life gets chaotic, right, when you feel off-center and off-balance, what are some of your practices or strategies that you can share with our listeners?
Okay. Being outside in nature is one thing that really helps me to ground and reconnect. So if I can go to a park and sit by a tree, I feel the groundedness of the tree, but also just being in nature where there isn't so much stimulation, that makes a difference for me. Also, doing yoga or exercising as a way to get my body moving and clearing things, but also it gives me the opportunity to quiet my mind while I'm focusing on that, on what my body is doing. Journaling is another thing that I do quite often, because even if my mind is really busy and there's a lot of things I'm thinking about or worrying about, if I write them down, then it's easier to let them go. So I can process through it by writing and then also connect with my soul to get answers if that's something that I'm needing at the time as well. So journaling and writing are ways of that I can process through things as well.
I think for me, for journaling is, you know, when I was young, it was more like the diary type, right? You know, went to my friend's house today. Journaling to me, like sacred soul journaling, is knowing that you can be as real and raw and vulnerable on that page. And is that when you feel, when you remove all the preconceptions of what journaling is, is that when you feel like you can really hear, or any of us can really hear the wisdom of our soul, is when we get real and vulnerable on that page?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. When we let go of the expectation of what this is supposed to be and just let, you know, bare our soul as, like, you know, what say whatever you need to say. If you need to, you know, scream it out on the page, or, you know, whatever you're feeling without filtering, let it go. And that can be very freeing.
And I think it's so important, right, to have this one place that we can be so truthful and authentic with ourselves. And I've had this conversation with so many women over the years, and so many have this block about being real on the page, and it always comes down to the same excuse. I'm so afraid to put my real truth thoughts, feelings, my heart's thoughts, because what if someone finds this and reads it? Like, so it's almost like, so they're going to hide the truth of who they are because they're afraid someone will read it. So they're being of disservice to themselves, right? What do you say to someone that's so afraid to show up and write from their truth in their heart because of fear of being read?
Mm-hmm. Well, try writing and then burning it right away, or shredding it, or, you know, whatever, so that you still give yourself the freedom of writing it, writing your truth without fear of anyone reading it, and then you can destroy it. No one can ever, would ever know. And sometimes that's a great way to release what you're writing down too, so that, you know, you wrote it down, you know, brought it out of yourself onto the paper, but now you can burn it and set it free.
See, I love that idea because it's ritual, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I believe that it's the process of writing, not the keeping of the journal. It's the process of writing that's healing. So the strategy just shared gets them past the fear of it being seen or read and allows them to be fully present and, yeah, burn it. If their fear of it being read is stopping them from doing it, I think that's beautiful, especially if it's burned or, as you said, shredded with intention.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for sharing that, because I've heard it one too many times of why they're not journaling and why they can't allow themselves to get vulnerable on the page. And, you know, because you've published with Inspired Living Publishing before, through Courageous Hearts Project, our whole model is authentic storytelling, right? It's about being feeling your soul, feeling your truth, and bringing it out on a page. So, like you, I believe in the power of authenticity and vulnerability in our writing.
Yeah, and it is a powerful thing when we, even to ourselves, if we can be honest with ourselves and connect with our own truth, it makes a big difference in how we live in the world. Even if we don't share it with anybody else, just living our, connecting with and living our own truth, that's a powerful thing.
It's very powerful because you can only smother your truth for so long before it starts to backfire. And we can talk about that and so much more when we come back in the last segment. We have a few minutes left. So we're going to jump over to commercial break, and I'll be right back with Chris Groth, author of Soliloquy, a novel of healing, soul connection, and passion. And we'll be back in a moment.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Experience a homecoming to your heart. In the foreword of Dr. Deborah Riebel's new book, Being Love, How Loving Yourself Creates Ripples of Transformation in Your Relationships and the World, Marcy Shymoff shares, the answer to our inner longing isn't finding love, it's being love. The practices that Dr. Deborah presents in Being Love are keys to opening your heart and receiving your divine birthright as a physical manifestation of love. Her techniques, developed over years of successful private practice with her clients and from her extensive training in multiple disciplines, are accessible, compassionate, and effective. Her message is powerful, and if you allow it, will change your whole life. Order your copy of Being Love today at beinglovebook.com and receive over 45 transformational gifts. Being Love is brought to you by Inspired Living Publishing.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, publisher of Aspire Magazine and the best-selling publisher at InspiredLivingPublishing.com. So today, right before the last break, Chris and I were talking about the importance of being showing up in your journal full on. Your full heart and soul, holding nothing back, sharing your truth, your vulnerability, and the importance of that. And as you shared, Chris, right before the break, that ritual of anyone that's worried about someone reading, the ritual of write it, go deep, share everything that you need to share so you're not stuffing it down, because it's only going to come out. You can only stuff something for so long. Right? It's going to come out and manifest in different areas. Have you seen that also in your practice, Chris? Whether it's stuffing down, not journaling, or anything else in life, anger, resentment, do you see that a lot of women have a tendency to do that and that it manifests in not the most pleasant of ways?
Yes, definitely. I see that all the time with whether it's emotions that are stuffed in or our own truth that we're not paying attention to, you know, eventually it tries to get your attention and it tries to in ways that are louder and louder until you finally listen. So that way of getting your attention might be pain in your body, or it might be an illness or something that tries to get your attention and get you to change your ways or do things differently. And sometimes those nudges get really uncomfortable. Sometimes it's like it's knocking you over the head with a 2x4 before you pay attention. So the sooner we can start connecting with our truth and living authentically, the easier our overall life can be, whether it's our physical health or our emotional health or our overall satisfaction in our life. It's important to pay attention to the deeper truth and what our soul is guiding us to.
So true. I spent most of my life, and as I said earlier, I'm going to be 56. I'd say I probably spent all the way up to my late 30s, always waiting for the damn cosmic 2x4. You'd think I would be a quicker learner, and I would just ignore, like, oh, if I don't look at it, it's going to go away. And in reality, we all know, especially if we're on the spiritual path, that no, it's only going to get magnified, darling. And, you know, my family used to go, like, why do you keep repeating the same behaviors or circumstances? And I finally woke up to what you said is, like, I'm always getting the answers. It's my choice to listen. And that's what your work is about, giving people the permission to get quiet and learn how to listen, right? So that they can hear the wisdom. And that, you know, circles back to how we started this whole conversation. We're always being led. The wisdom is within us. It's not outside of us. We just have to get still and listen and learn to trust in it. I think trust is a big thing too, isn't it, Chris?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, it is huge. But sometimes we do receive the messages, but like, oh, I don't know. I don't know if that's real. I don't know if I believe that. And we ignore it or we push it aside. And the more we practice in trusting it, even with the little things, trusting that, do I buy this item or this item, and feeling which one feels more in alignment with us, or, you know, asking for the parking spot, or asking for, guide me to where my keys are. We follow, practice following our guidance in the little things. Then when we get to the bigger issues, the bigger decisions, then it's easier to trust the answers that come.
And I got to tell you, it's fun too, isn't it? Like, I love doing, so what you just mentioned a couple weeks ago, I couldn't find my truck keys. Now, in the past, when I was younger, I would have driven myself crazy, right? Like, it has to be here, it has to be there, and making Dana and everyone look. Now, because I live my life by trust and divine guidance, I just go, just show me where they are when you're ready. And I go on about my day, and all of a sudden I was in the kitchen, and you can't laugh at this, Chris. I'm in the kitchen, and I heard, your keys are in the refrigerator. Now, I wanted to say, what, who the hell would put keys in the refrigerator? But I opened the door, and I guess when I carried the gallon of milk in and I put it in, the keys are in my hand, I dropped the milk and the keys. Now, would I have ever looked in the refrigerator for my keys? No. But it's little things like that, right? So, of course, I giggled out loud, like, oh, my God. Because I let go and trusted trying to find my keys, the info is always there within reach, but we have to let go and trust, not try to push. So, yeah, my family still busts my chops about that one. But it was just a sign of letting go and believing what you receive, as you said, and trusting what you receive. But it can become a game, right? You know, like you said, show me the closest parking spot and trusting that it will show. And just little things like that it is exactly how I began to build my trust muscles. And I like making it fun.
And the more you practice, then the easier it gets too. So, yeah, practice with the little things. And
you'll trust when the big messages come. Mm-hmm. I think that's beautiful guidance.
Yeah. It's like exercising the trust muscle.
It's just like the muscles in our physical body, right? They're not going to get strong and firm and all of that if we are not doing the work. It's the same with our intuitive muscles, with our trust muscles. So thank you for sharing that with us. And as we come to a close, Chris, I want to invite everyone. I'm going to give you two websites. I've already mentioned Chris's main site, which is Chris with a K, growth.com, and that's growth.com. But I also want to give you her book website, and it's Soliloquy, but here's the difference. It's the word soul, hyphen, I-L-O-Q-U-Y, book.com, soliloquybook.com, and again, there's a hyphen after the word soul. You will also, don't worry, you will also find the link over on Chris's main site, but I invite you to order the book, download the free gift that Chris has on the site. Start tuning in, really listening. I've come to believe that the universe has always got our back, right? That the universe is always there to support us, and it's just waiting for us to meet it halfway. So, Chris, thank you for being here, my friend. Thank you for following your truth in writing Soliloquy and bringing us all into Lily's journey.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It was lovely talking with you today.
You too. And until next time, everyone, choose love, choose joy, choose happiness, my friends.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.